And welcome to worship here at Kearney Parish Church, and congratulations on getting here safely. And to those of you joining us via the streaming service or on catch-up later on, a very warm welcome to this very special Sunday service. Today our worship will be mainly led by our young people of our congregation, so things may not quite go as planned. Actually, scratch that, they probably won't. But that's all part of the charm. So we'll start our service today with a reading, and we will read from Isaiah 52, verses 7 to 10, and you'll find that on page 739 of your pew Bible. That's Isaiah 52, 7 to 9. How beautiful on the mountains are the feet of those who bring good news, who proclaim peace, who bring good tidings, who proclaim salvation, who say to Zion, your God reigns. Listen, your watchmen, lift up their voices. Together they shout for joy. When the Lord returns to Zion, they will see it with their own eyes. Burst into songs of joy together, you ruins of Jerusalem. For the Lord has comforted his people. He has redeemed Jerusalem. The Lord will lay bare his holy arm in the sight of all the nations, and all the ends of the earth will see the salvation of our God. We'll now sing How Lovely on the Mountains Our God Reigns.
Thank you. Let's pray together. Let us pray. Loving God, we thank you for the freedom and opportunity to come before you this morning to worship and praise you. We give thanks for our environment and area of Kemnay, Lord. We thank you for the seasons, and especially for the season of Advent. Lord, please help us to appreciate the season of Advent and the birth of our Lord Jesus Christ. We thank you for the many gifts that you have given us to us, Father, especially those talents of our young people. Most of all, Lord, we thank you for the gift of Jesus, who came to us as a child, as our Saviour and our Lord. Loving God, we often stray from the real meaning of Christmas as we are exposed to marketing and wrong perceptions of what Christmas should be. Help us to remain focused on the truth, and we pray and ask for your forgiveness for our wrongdoings through our actions, words, and thoughts. We thank you for your guidance and mercy, Father, that we have the chance to come before you and be forgiven at the foot of the cross. May the Christmas message of the Nativity today give us hope and a stronger love and understanding of you. We ask that you bless our offerings of our time, talents, and money, Jesus. We thank you for all that we have and ask that our offerings and skills may be used to glorify the name of God here in Kemnay and throughout the world. We bring all things before you in the name of the Trident God, the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, as we join now together in the Lord's Prayer. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts, as we forgive our debtors. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory forever. Amen.
Cows, they may be a bit stupid and clumsy, bumping into each other as they do, but at least they are warm. On a cold night, they heat the old barn up a treat. And if we sleep in the manger, we don't get trodden on. It was really cold that night, we remember. A dusting of snow and bright, bright stars. So I was glad the old cows were there to keep us warm.
We don't like goats much, always arguing and butting each other. Fidgets, the lot of them, it's difficult to get to sleep when there are goats around. Of course, we're not meant to sleep. We're supposed to be catching mice.
Don't talk to us about donkeys. We can't stand donkeys. They look at you with those big, dewy eyes, as if they're friendly, then they turn around and kick you. You have to watch out when there are donkeys around.
Fortunately, we don't normally have to put up with donkeys in our barn, but this night, just as the barn was getting nice and warm, the door flew open and there was a man and a woman in a flurry of snowflakes. With it, you've guessed it, a donkey.
The donkey did the usual donkey thing, looking all meek and mild and doing his big eye thing, but he wasn't fooling us. We kept out of the way, safe in the manger. The man pulled some fresh straw down from the loft and made a bed for the woman in the furthest corner from the door. She didn't look too well.
She cried out once or twice, but the man hugged her and the donkey went even more dewy-eyed. We just minded our own business. Then we heard a baby cry. That's all we needed, a crying baby. The cows and the goats were all wide awake now, shuffling about and treading on each other's toes. Then we were tipped out of the manger.
Then all the shuffling stopped. The baby wasn't crying. Everything was silent. It was as if all the animals held their breath. It was as if the whole world held its breath. And we all looked at the baby, and the baby looked at us. We are now going to sing Away in a Manger.
Then we heard sheep, bleating sheep. Typical of all the stupid animals in the world, sheep can be relied upon to be the most stupid. We could hear them coming closer and closer, and then, with an icy blast, the door flew open again, and in stumbled some shepherds and snowy sheep. The shepherds knelt on the mud floor and talked to the man and the woman and smiled at the baby.
Camels were the last straw. They are as clumsy as cows, but have much bigger feet, bad tempers, bad breath, and they spit. Enormous they were, they just stuck their heads under the sacks covering the window and glared at us.
We must say their bridles look smart, red and green, leather with gold decorations, and when the three masters strode into the barn, they looked fabulous. They looked as rich as kings.
They knelt with the shepherds, and then all the animals in the barn knelt as best as we could, even the clumsy cows. Above we could see chickens and doves silent in the rafters, and when we looked behind, we saw rows and rows of mice.
Mice! Behind us! Their beady little eyes flickered from us to the baby and back again. Just this once, we thought, and turned our gaze back to the baby. The mice crept forward past us and scampered through to the front.
Soon everyone had gone, the shepherds with their bleating sheep, the rich men with their grumpy camels, even the man and the woman with their baby.
We never heard of them again. Funny thing is, we haven't caught a mouse since. We chase them occasionally just to keep up appearances, but we haven't had the heart to catch one.
Can you imagine a baby sleeping? Can you imagine the cradle of pain? Can you imagine the altar above me? Glory to Savior with the baby lived. Hallelujah! Hallelujah! That was hallelujah! As the angel.
It's getting closer. We feel it. The days are shorter, but the lights burn brighter. We're listening, eager to hear good news. We've gathered round together in the house of joy. We're here to praise God with our voices. We're here to praise God with beautiful music. We're here to praise God with all we have. Today we light the candle of joy. We worship God in exceeding joy. Now let us sing, O come, Emmanuel.
Thank you. It's Christmas time. There's snow on the ground, it's cold outside, but wrapped up well. We can sledge and throw snowballs and have fun with our friends. We then go back to our nice warm homes where families are to dry off and warm up.
It's Christmas time. There's snow on the ground. It's cold outside. And the best thing is to try and get out of the biting wind. It's not much fun living on the street. There are a few places you can go to warm up, but it's not the same as having your own home.
It's Christmas time. The town is busy with lights and music and full of shoppers looking for that perfect present. It's good to give presents, but it's even better to get them.
It's Christmas time. The town is busy with lights and music and full of shoppers, but some families are struggling financially, and thousands of children, some even in our own village, won't get the perfect present this Christmas.
It's Christmas time. Schools are busy with rehearsals for plays, making cards and gifts for parents and friends, and this week there will be parties. Lots of fun things happening at school, but I'm looking forward to the school holidays.
It's Christmas time. Schools should be fun, safe places, but for some young people, schools are places of darkness and despair, where bullies make life miserable and adults seem powerless to stop it. In some countries, schools have been destroyed by war, or people have fled their homes to camps where there are no schools. Some children are too poor to go to school, or not permitted because they are girls.
It's Christmas time. Crackers and turkey, puddings and cream, says the song. Christmas dinners come in all different forms. Some people have the traditional turkey and all the trimmings, while others like a curry on Christmas Day.
It's Christmas time. Crackers, turkeys, puddings and cream, says the song. But for more and more people in this country, food banks will be the main source of food this Christmas Day. But we are thankful for the generosity of people who donate.
It's Christmas time. This is a special time of year in the church calendar. At church, we look forward to looking to our special services, our nativity service, lessons and carols, clothing the cradle, watch night service, and coming together on Christmas Day to celebrate our Saviour's birth.
It's Christmas time. This is a special time of the year in the church calendar. In China, authorities in several provinces have banned children from attending church. In Maldu, in Syria, church buildings were targeted by Islamic rebels, looted and burned to the ground. In Baghdad, 8 churches have been permanently closed as congregation members have members leave the Iraq capital because of anti-Christian violence.
It's Christmas time. Who needs Jesus the most?
I do.
Yeah. I'm going to stay here.
Let us bring our prayers for the world to God. Let us pray. What shall we pray for countries devastated by natural disasters?
God, give them hope.
What shall we pray for those who have no food to fill their empty bellies?
God, give them bread.
What shall we pray for the countries torn apart by war?
God, give them peace.
What shall we pray for those who mourn?
God, give them comfort.
What shall we pray for the people who do not know your name?
God, show them love.
What shall we pray for the homeless?
God, give them shelter.
What shall we pray for our leaders?
God, grant them wisdom.
What shall we pray for the sick?
God, show them your healing.
How should we pray for our community as we celebrate the birth of your son?
God, grant them joy this Christmas time.
Throughout your world, Father, may your will be done.
Amen.
Well, I think I will never quite read the story of the Nativity in quite the same way again. From here on out, I'll be thinking to myself, what about the cats who are at the manger? We can well imagine that this sort of production does not happen by itself. A lot of time, a lot of effort, a lot of dedication went into making today happen. So we'd like to say a huge and heartfelt thank you to Suzanne and her team of parents who brought their children along, helped organize them with a script. Thank you to our wonderful musicians, the Praise Band and Miss Emsley, for their musical contributions. Thank you to all of our wonderful players and actors as well for acting out the nativity scenes. To our narrators, Annabelle and Lucy, for doing such a wonderful job of telling us the story this morning. and to Katie and Charlotte for what's a meaningful and powerful reflection on the meaning of Christmas. Thank you very much indeed. And last but not least, thank you to all of you for coming along today, for braving the icy conditions to come see this year's Nativity play. And now I hand it back over to the children for one last thing.
May the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us all evermore. Amen.